Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I wish I could continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad to be here. I'm glad Dr. Judith Glaser is here, too. Judy is a longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust. She is the CEO of Benchmark Communications. She's the chairman of Creating We Institute. Her books are outstanding. Conversational Intelligence, The DNA of Leadership, 42 Rules for Creating We. That's three of them. She is, her work on conversational intelligence, and emotional intelligence, folks, is world famous and getting bigger. We're here to talk. She's here to talk to us today about something really more along the line of life's journey. What happens to you when you take this journey? Judith, welcome back.
Oh, Jim, it's so great to be back, and love knowing you over a decade. It's wonderful.
Yeah, a dozen years, and you blessed my life with your life and with your work, and you blessed us here on the show with your work and the things that you've taught us. But today we're here to talk about something else. Folks, Judith has had, on her journey, she's had a number of bouts with cancer, but not just you. I mean, your family has had more than its share of cancer experiences, haven't you?
Yes, exactly. And it was so wild. When I was 11, I discovered that my mother had a tumor on her leg, a little like a, you know, what do they call those things? The black, the cancer growing. And,
right.
But it was, my father didn't want to treat it right away because we were going to go to Mexico and do all sorts of stuff. So he kind of bypassed it. And it turned out that it was extraordinarily serious. And it turned into systemic cancer, and she had seven cancers, and the doctors couldn't find a cure for any of them. Amazingly so, it was way back then, before what we have now. And my mother was like the time. She didn't want to let people know that she was sick, so she hid it.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't talk about it with her friends.
There was not much sharing back in those days, was there? I mean, it was almost ungenteel to talk about things like that, wasn't it?
It was. Mother Knows Best and Father Knows Best TV shows about perfection and everybody's in love. And so she would go in the corner and cry, and I'd say, Mom, I studied psychology to figure out how to talk to her. And she said, nobody needs to know. Let's just pretend it's not there.
Yeah.
And so she passed away. We had to cancel my wedding and do a little chapel wedding. She passed away when I was 22. And so I knew that that was part of my life, but I didn't know how it would show up or when or if it would show up. And, you had me on the show for breast cancer. So I came on, and I did get breast cancer and talked about all that and under control. Well, I had another bout 3 years ago with another breast cancer, and it didn't heal. And the doctor said, you've got to come in. Let's take a look at what's going on. Now, you know people that don't know that they have pancreatic cancer. But my doctors, fortunately, by x-raying me, saw that I had a big tumor that was wrapped around the top of my pancreas, and it was inoperable because if they worked on it, it would go to my aorta and I could die. So nobody took the chance. Hmm. And they got me on December 24th, day before the Christmas, to a doctor who saw me and put me on chemo immediately, the strongest chemo that exists on this planet. And that was December 24th, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went into the hospital to actually find out what it was, this is the key. I had a doctor who saw me, and he looked at me, and he saw the tumor. And the next day he came in, and my children were in the room. He asked my friends to leave. And I said, so what's up? And he said, you have pancreatic cancer. And I said, what does that mean? And in front of my family, he said, you have 2 months.
Wow.
2 weeks. Actually, he said, you have 2 weeks, 2 months.
Wow.
To live. And my children, you can imagine, these are my kids looking at my son, held back his tears. My daughter bit her tongue. And she took up, she's a lawyer and a researcher like crazy. And she got me into Whipple groups and all sorts of things to show that there are people that can live 30 years with this. And I went on this journey of trying to understand what my life was going to be like, how productive I could be, how I could bring this work that you said, conversational intelligence, around the world without losing a beat, because I think I was put on this planet to do that.
This
I
mean, is the thing. Jim, what do you think? This is the thing that this is so astonishing to me, folks, about Judith, is that you know, she's working her backside off on groundbreaking stuff that nobody else has ever thought about, and people are saying, "Wow, I want more of that." And then you're and while we're talking about it, she says, "Oh, by the way, I just found out I got another life-threatening cancer." Next topic. I mean, holy mackerel! You're the strongest person I know. But your daughter, you also your family, other your sister, right?
Sister had cancer. My sister got in the same year in 18 months. My sister got diagnosed with breast cancer. My cousin, my niece, all of us. We had like 5 people in our family
this
in the same
really
year.
Scary.
Being diagnosed.
So what? Before we go to the break, tell us one thing that you've learned. Uh-huh. See, folks, this is part of life's journey, right? None of us are guaranteed any kind of an outcome, except that we'll have an end at one time. That's the only guarantee. Nobody guarantees you what your journey is going to be like. This is your journey, Judith. What have you learned?
Yeah.
Give us one good example of something you've learned that 10 years ago it would never have occurred to you would have been part of your life.
I've learned how to share. And even if it's good news or bad news, either it didn't matter. I learned how to frame things up so that I could keep people in my life, because I saw that when my mother excluded people, her ability to have the chemistry of healing, the immunotherapy needs oxytocin.
Right.
It needs it in the body, right? And that comes from contact with human beings. So I had to learn how to share things that might be difficult to share, but make them not difficult, and make them come from my heart so other people I can stay connected with their heart. Because that, believe it or not, every time that happens, I feel better, I'm up, I'm around.
Do you believe attitude is therapeutic?
Oh, wow. Absolutely.
I do.
Absolutely.
I believe it with all my heart.
Yeah. And it influences. It's not, it's got a kinesthetic, it activates other people. You can see. You can see a room. You can see a room shift when a leader says, you know what? We didn't make the numbers last month, but we're going to talk about it, and we're going to figure it out, and we're going to do it together. And
hold on to that
thought.
Dr. Judith Glaser, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.